At 8:43.
I really want to see who comes out on the balcony, so I'll be back later this evening, and hopefully Pope is selected.
Yeah, we've already seen black smoke a few times today from the chimney at outside of the Sistine Chapel very early this morning, right around 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here, or daylight time, rather, as it's day two of the papal conclave in Vatican City, and Fox's Jonathan Savage joins us live. Is there disappointment each time the black smoke comes up?
I think there is a little bit of disappointment, yes, but at the same time, I don't think anybody really expected there to be a white smoke this morning, and certainly not last night when the first ballot took place. People, though, it didn't stop them coming in their tens of thousands to St. Peter's Square and the area surrounding that, inside and outside the Vatican City, waiting and waiting for longer than expected. It was 9 p.m. last night, local time, when we finally saw those first puffs of black smoke. This morning, again, a rush of enthusiasm when the smoke appeared. But people, perhaps now, the expectation is starting to grow, because it was at this kind of point, a few hours from now, in the previous conclaves, that Pope Francis and Pope Benedict were elected in the fourth and fifth ballots of their conclave. So if it goes on beyond today, then we will be waiting slightly longer than we have done for some time.
Obviously, the process is so secretive, but I do wonder if we know from a logistical standpoint, are they voting for the same people each time and each one needs to get to that 89 threshold, or is it new names every time?
Oh, yes. That's a very good question. I mean, I think that it can change depending on the mood of the room. You will see candidates with very few votes fading away and them encouraging their supporters to lend their votes to other candidates because they're more aligned with their vision, or because they oppose another cardinal's vision if he were to become Pope. And, of course, there's nothing to stop a new name emerging, someone coming forward or someone being agreed upon as a unity candidate should the room become split. Well beyond the point at which any candidate can get that two-third majority. Remember, it can't just be a simple majority. It's got to be 67% of the electorate.
You used the word unity. That was a message that the Dean of College Cardinals seemed to deliver before they began, and likely is delivering behind closed doors.
Well, he's not there because he's too old. Giovanni Battista Re, the Dean of the College of Cardinals, is 91, and only those under the age of 80 are allowed to be part of the conclave. However, he made sure that his message was heard during that final mass yesterday before the conclave began, the homily he delivered calling for unity for the Catholic Church, knowing that there are divisions, knowing that there's a possibility of some sort of rift, and knowing that Pope Francis was sharply criticized at times from people within the Catholic hierarchy. He also told the cardinals to put their personal considerations aside. That's another message saying, look, whatever you feel, do what is best for the church.
I don't know if you were there the last time or saw any of the video, but let's assume there is white smoke at some point today, and I think the next vote is scheduled around 10:30 our time, so less than 2 hours from now. What happens immediately? Does everyone start to gather around and kind of walk us through what we can expect to see and hear?
Yeah, so white smoke comes out of the Sistine Chapel chimney. There will be masses of excitement. I imagine that the Vatican, as busy as it is with visitors right now, will be even busier in a few hours' time. And it will be around 40, 50 minutes, an hour later, that a bishop will appear on the chimney and announce Habeas Papam, we have a pope. Between those points, the candidate who got these votes will be asked if he accepts the offer of becoming pope. He will be asked what his papal name would be, and he will choose what clothes he wants to wear when he is presented to the world. Pope Francis chose much more simple clothing than his predecessors, came out all in white compared to Pope Benedict and John Paul II. It'll be about an hour after the white smoke that the Pope is announced and revealed to the world.
I hope this doesn't sound naive, but has anyone not said that they want to do it if they've been voted?
Not that I have heard. You've got to remember, the Catholic Church has been around for a few thousand years.
Right.
This is centuries of tradition. I need to do a bit more studying to be entirely sure. I mean, maybe it has happened. It's certainly not. Almost nothing is without precedent in the Catholic Church.
Indeed, for something so old. And Fox's Jonathan Savage, appreciate the update. Live from Vatican City, we do anticipate anticipation and everything to build over the next several hours. We'll continue to hear from Jonathan Savage, Lauren Green, and others from Fox News throughout the day today. And Christine, you did a little quick search. Yeah, indeed.
Yes, so it does look like a couple of people have rejected being pope, one in the early 9th century and then one in 1978, but I'm verifying those facts. But okay. It does look like somebody, and Jonathan's right, I mean, thousands and thousands of years, it's unlikely to assume that everyone has said, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, indeed. So much attention in the world watching you and every move and every decision and every public appearance that you make as well.
Everyone's second guessing every move that you make.